So, my dear people of God, my message is simple and short. I'm here to pray for you, to thank you for the good things you are doing for the world, and again, ask for help, which we call money. I was here a couple of years ago, and I asked for help. You helped me, but it's not done. This is the last time I'll come and talk about this school. That's why I'm begging you this time around to give more. To give more. I'm not greedy, but I just want to finish the school so that I wouldn't come and bother you again. I will come back because Archbishop Lesteki, our Archbishop here, went with me to Ghana when he was Bishop in La Crosse. He saw the school I went to. You will not believe. This is the school I went to. He did not believe. You have pretty school. Father Arthur, are you telling me the truth? I said, yes, Bishop. Then where did you get all that knowledge? Because I had been to Rome to study and speak many languages, and I was doing wonderful things in the Diocese of La Crosse. So he felt I should have been to a bigger school. But whatever it is, this is how I started. But miraculously, I did not know I would end up in America working. So here I am, here with many blessings. But on my silver jubilee in Bloomer, they asked me to say anything I love, like car. Everybody would love a car. But I said, no, I don't need a car because I have a used car. It's not pretty, but it takes me wherever I want to go. So I like it. So, Father, what do you need? I said, I need a school. Because when Archbishop Lesteki saw the school, he said, you are going to get a new one for your people. But when we came from Ghana back to La Crosse, we were spreading the news on relevant radio, and in 2 weeks, the Pope announced that he must come to be the Archbishop of Milwaukee. So I lost the chance. So it was my jubilee that I got some money. I have started the schools. 6 classrooms are built. But they made another mistake. They made a big mistake. The classrooms they put, their pictures are there. You go and see, you understand better. There should be beautiful windows like your church outside there. Glass, and they put in all these. I have to go and remove them because it's affecting even the eyes of the kids. What I'm begging you is please just see this need. I don't want to talk too much. The pictures are evidence. And I thank God that Father Justin has been to Ghana before. He will tell you more than I even said. I will not add what he said during the first mass. I will not. I will let him tell you so that you know how blessed, how privileged, how fortunate that we are. So, my dear people of God, this school, these 6 classrooms are built already with my parishioners alone from Bloma. The parishioners got me 20,000. Then 2 parishioners, each one gave me the parish council finance man is a farmer. He gave me 20,000. Then the parish council president also said, Father, I'll give you 20,000. These are only 2 people who gave me 40. And this is what I have been able to do with my whatever money I get. Father would tell you, how much do we get? It's not big money, but we do a lot with that. So, my dear people of God, I have been here, you helped, but this time I'm asking for big help. Even if you have some friends who are rich, go ask for them, and Father will tell you how to. So I am begging you, please, please, I am begging you. It's not today. You have been doing it. We always come. But this is a school. What is very fortunate about this school business, when it rains, look at kids. I know it's far away, but after mass, come and see. They have to carry their tables and chairs on their heads. You don't expect that these kids would do that. Some days it rains heavily and their school roof and ceiling is all removed. Totally. 2 times I went home and the old building, because of rainstorm, has removed. So whatever I took for vacation to care for my even sick mother, I had to re-roof the building all in 2 days for the kids to go to school. Then I called my bank to bring me more money. Thank God in America we can ask for a loan and you get it in a day. So it all shows how privileged we are, how blessed we are. Take a phone, call the bank, and the next day they wire the money. So, with all things possible, all things said and done, as I plead with you, I am asking more because of the girls. You have heard a lot. How many developing countries, the girls are marginalized. They don't have the opportunity to go to school. My mom did not go to school. My dad went to college. My dad was a musician. But my mom did not go to school. My uncle, my mother's brother, went to college and even studied in London. But not my mom. So, the girls who are here, please help me. Talk with your husband. Make sacrifice. The word sacrifice, the etymology comes from Latin. Sacra facere. Facere means to do. Sacra, holy things, sacred things. So sacrifice is going to be a big blessing. When I first came to La Crosse, I was posted to the cathedral. After mass, a lady came, oh, my boss is a doctor from Ghana. Oh, that's nice. I went to his house, and this guy comes from a village. You see, when I talk about a village, you don't understand. I will leave that. Father Justin will tell you what a village is in Africa, so that somebody who is an American will tell you really how life is. So this school will produce doctors, nurses to come and help. Of course, these days you go to the hospital, you see people from developing world who have come to specialize and are helping us. You know it. So I will not talk too much because in America, summertime, when we talk too much, you get angry. So my message is simple. I am praying for you, but I need money. Most of you were not ready. There's no problem. Take the envelopes home. Make big checks. Because I want to go finish and come here and work. I'll bring pictures. I'll be in touch with Father and Father Nathan. I'll bring you pictures. The school will be complete. Then I'll be here. Probably you will be a pastor by then. I'll go and be his assistant. Because I'm getting old and I don't want to, you know, be a pastor anymore. Yeah. I've been a priest for next month to be 34 years. You know, so I'm getting on. So, my dear people of God, I beg you. I keep begging you, which means it's very serious. I'm not going to talk anymore. I am begging you. With the letter I have said, let's all plan. Take envelopes. If you have your checkbook with you, take envelope, write it. Father will tell you how to do it. And let me go finish this school. In 1 year, if I am done with everything, I will come back, show a video of everything, and thank you. And finally, you will get blessing from these kids. I will let them pray for you. I'm going to pray for you myself, that God will bless and increase whatever you are giving. Thank you, and may God be with you forever. Amen.